Good morning, everybody, and welcome here to St. Andrew's. A really warm welcome to you all, particularly. I know there's one or two people who are visiting here. A particular welcome to you. And it's a bit different this morning. Every so often we do have an all-in, all-age service, and it's that today. So the children are going to and young people are going to be staying with us throughout the service. It's going to be a bit of a shorter service, a bit more interactive, and Helen's in charge. I'm just welcoming. So lovely to see that. And just be yourselves. Join in with what you want to join in with, and just feel free to be yourselves today as we come to worship God. And today we're particularly... celebrating harvest. This is our harvest service. And if you have got brought with you some harvest produce, then are we going to bring them up? I think if you haven't put them on the table back there, then feel free to bring them up during the first song as we sing that. Just a few notices. Helen's going to give us a notice about a parenting course.
Ruth Wharton is running a couple of workshops. You need to come to both on Saturday morning, the 8th of October, and then in 2 weeks after that. And it's all about the power of questions. It's about how you can help parent your children in a positive way, helping them to... instead of being negative when you speak to your children, it's about a way of speaking to them positively and turning things around. So it's just a really lovely... I know if you want to know a little bit more, you can ask me, but also ask Jasmine or Misha, because they've done the course with Ruth, if you'd like to know more. It's an excellent thing, and it's equipping you to parent well, and there will be a creche childcare available. So, but it'd be really good if people book in sooner rather than later so that I can organise people to help.
Just say this afternoon we have a special harvest service, Songs of Praise and Cream Tea at 3 o'clock here. Do come back and do invite anyone who might like to come to that. It's always a special occasion, about a half-hour service and then cream tea in the hall. On Wednesday, particularly just thinking, you know, it's relevant for harvest, thinking about looking after God's creation, we've got Ruth Valerio, who is a national expert on this, advisor to the archbishops and other people, works for Tier Fund, who's coming to Malvern to speak on From Carbon Emissions to God's Emission, Creation, Climate and the Church. And that's a part of the Ignite Churches Together events that we have every so often. So that's going to be at Lansdowne Crescent on Wednesday at 7:30, and I really encourage you to come along to that. We also are beginning to think about Christmas, and if anyone would like to just be part of a small team which is looking at how we can bless our wider community at Christmas, then do let Liz, our operations manager, know. And if you are a visitor here or aren't currently getting our weekly mailing, then if you'd like to just get in touch with us, look for that button on our website and you can click onto that, and that you can register to receive our weekly mailing, which has got all the news of what I've just shared and more in there, which is sent to you each Friday to keep you up to date with what's going on. And today we have Bands of Marriage, and I'm delighted that the couple we're going to read, Jacob and Danielle, give us a wave. Jacob and Danielle, they are here to hear their Bands of Marriage. They're connected with other churches in Worcester and Malvern. But we're going to read their Bands of Marriage here first of all. So I published the Bands of Marriage between Jacob Alexander Hopton Jones of All Saints Worcester and Danielle Roxanne Jones of this parish. This is for the first time of asking. If anyone knows any reason why they may not be married, you are to declare it. Let's pray for Jacob and Danielle as we remember them this morning. Lord of love, we pray for Jacob and Danielle. Be with them in all their preparations and on their wedding day. Give them your love in their hearts throughout their married life together, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And blessings on you, Jacob and Danielle, as you prepare for your wedding.
Um, So today we've come together to celebrate harvest. So I wonder what you think of when we talk about harvest. What is harvest all about? Well, it's a time of year when we thank God for all the good things that he's given us. And it's celebrated at this time of year because that's when the farmers are at their busiest, harvesting the crops and lots of fruit and vegetables. So you might have seen tractors going along the road, particularly on the top road, with trailer loads full of potatoes. And my grandson asked me this week, how many potatoes are in there? I'm afraid I couldn't answer. I had no idea at all. Now, some of you will have had a go at this A to Z of fruit and vegetables. So how have you got on? Have people had a chance to have a go? Good. So I'm going to find out how you've got on by doing it like we do at the quizzes at the Wells Club. So if one person from the family stands up, or if you've done it yourself, if you'd like to stand up. And then I'm going to ask you to sit down if you got... Oh, it looks like you're doing well and you're going to win this quiz, Robinson family, because you're the only one standing up. Oh, no, I can see over there too. Yeah, I gave it to grown-ups too. Come on, you've got to join in this morning. Oh, brilliant at the back. So if you stand up. So if you got less than 10, sit down. Okay, if you got less than 15, sit down. If you've got less than 18, sit down. Doing really well. If you've got less than 20, sit down. If you've got less than 22, sit down. If you've got less than 24, sit down. Some very creative people here. If you've got less than 25, sit down. Oh, well done, that family. And if you've got 26 and got something for every single one, did you get 26 or 25? 26. I'd be very interested to know what you got for X. Sigua. Fantastic. There you are. We've all learnt something this morning. Brilliant. Thank you so much. I'm afraid there's no prizes, but well done for taking part. Sigua. I don't know if they sell that in Waitrose, but I might go and ask them just for fun. So... that was just a bit of fun to get us started. We're going to sing together now to praise God, singing All Creation. There's shakers and flags at the front if anybody would like to use those. If you'd like to stand if you're able, but if you want to stay sitting, that's fine too. So I'll hand over to Debbie.
Thank you. sit down again. That's lovely. Brilliant. We're going to have our Bible reading now, and Sian, who I saw a moment ago, is going to come and read it. Zappy thing, and I forgot to ask, is it the top one or the bottom one? Dave? Top? Oh, that's right now. Sorry. Thank you. No, we're not. No.
Okay, so this is chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost."
Next page. Zacchaeus' heart was changed when he met Jesus, and we're going to think a bit more about that in a moment, but we're going to join together and sing another song which speaks of hearts turning to God, just as Zacchaeus' did. So if you'd like to stand, if you're able and you want to, then please do. Just leave Marion to do it. Oop.
Oh, it's stirring, heart undying.
brilliant. Sorry, do sit down. I was looking for page 4 and it seems to be missing. I was just thinking, I'm not sure what's coming next on the screen. But anyway, I'm going to leave it to Marion, who's doing an amazing job at the back, keeping up with me. So we've heard the story of Zacchaeus read to us from the Bible, but I expect you might be wondering, hoping you might be wondering, what does this have to do with harvest? Do we have to give thanks for trees to climb? Well, that wasn't the reason for telling the story of Zacchaeus, so we're going to have a look at the story again. So Zacchaeus, would you like to come up here? So... Now, Zacchaeus was a man who liked things. And as he began to earn money, so he began to acquire some things. Now, children will notice that on their tables there are lots of boxes. So you might like to start bringing him a box. Now, you can do it over a bit of time. You don't all have to come together. Dave, you need to be behind the line, otherwise you won't be on the film thing, but that's fine. So, here comes the box. So Zacchaeus liked his things. He liked to look at them and admire them, and he wanted more and more. I think you might need to put some down behind you somewhere. He wanted more and more and more. So he cheated a bit, and he a bit here and there to get more things. He stored up more and more things. Until he had so much stuff that he couldn't actually see where he was going. maybe just... Oh, dear. Right. Sorry, there's a lot of children here now. He couldn't reach out to help anyone, but he couldn't ask for help either. He couldn't even move very far from his house because of all this stuff. I think you might need to just put those ones down in front of him. I don't think he can hold any more. Oh, he's got a hand free. Brilliant. Now, one day, Zacchaeus heard that Jesus was coming to town. So he put some of his stuff down, and he managed to find his way out of his house. His house is over there. But he couldn't get to the front of the crowd to see Jesus, because there were so many people there. No one would help him. No one would give him a hand. Zacchaeus had lots of stuff, but he didn't have any friends. After all, he didn't really care about other people. So he had to climb that sycamore tree. And then something extraordinary happened. Jesus, who was passing through Jericho, stopped by the tree. And he looked up and he said, "Zacchaeus, come down. Right now, you can say it if you want to. I want to stay at your house today." And so Zacchaeus came down, and they went to eat at his house, Jesus and Zacchaeus together. He came and shared a meal with Zacchaeus, and Zacchaeus put down some of his things, and he sat with Jesus. And Zacchaeus had learned to share as he shared the food together. As Jesus and Zacchaeus ate together, Zacchaeus realized that he had more than enough stuff, and he decided to give most of it away. He might need a little bit of help. Zacchaeus had learned to give. So just take a moment while he gives all his stuff away. Thank you. suddenly, Zacchaeus realized that his hands were empty. He could see where he was going now, and now he could reach out to help other people. Zacchaeus had learned to care. Thank you very much, Zacchaeus and Jesus. Now, just to continue thinking about this, I need three volunteers. Now, I had Naomi was going to come. Do you want to come still, Naomi, Sam? I just need one more volunteer to come and stand at the front, and I need some more volunteers. So if you just stand on this line here, that would be great. Yes, come on, India. Lovely. Thank you. Brilliant. I'll call some more of you up in a minute. So in our world and in our lives, we might not collect things like Zacchaeus did, but can you hold these? Oh, you've got to hold all these yourself, so. No, you, hang on, Sam, you're going to have something else in it. Can you imagine? You're going to be a bit like Dave was with all those boxes. I won't give you the melon because I think that won't work, will it? Can you manage a tin as well? Yep, brilliant, fancy, brilliant. We might not collect things like Zacchaeus did, but for some of us, we have so much food in our lives that we sometimes don't see that there are other people going hungry. Right, Sam. You stay there. Right, can you hold that? Need to turn around, that's it. Can you hold that? I think it's got a handle on it. Can you hold that? Bit of advertising going on here. Can you hold that one as well? Possibly not. We'll put that out by your feet. Okay. So, in our world and in our lives, we might have everything we need to live comfortably, but we sometimes forget that there are people who don't have a home or money to buy the necessities of life. Now, I need some people to come and crowd round India. So any other children that want to come and stand up near the front, come on then. Come and stand round. Are you all right there, Sam? You look like you're going to burst, okay? So all crowd round India. Fantastic. So in our world and in our lives, some of us have so many friends and people who love us that sometimes we no longer look out for those who are lonely and unloved. So you see, the story of Zacchaeus has everything to do with harvest. It's about sharing and giving and caring for others. And sometimes our lives are so full of things. Do you want me to take that? Is it heavy, isn't it? They're so full of things. So possessions, anxieties, being important, coming first, that we find it hard to see where we're going or to reach out to others. Oh, I was supposed to put dark glasses on them all. Sorry, I forgot. So that bit. But when Jesus changes us, softens our hearts, when we share in hospitality and friendship, when we give away generously to others, and when we're thankful for all that God gives us, then we're able to enjoy God's world all together with all God's people, with all people everywhere, in fact. So thank you very much, volunteers. That's wonderful. I'll take those. Oh, well done, Sam. Right. Oh, brilliant. Let's put those down there for now. Brilliant. So we're going to break into small groups now. So you'll have noticed that the chairs are different, arranged differently, but that's so that you can, small groups, we're going to just consider a few questions just to explore and see what God might be saying to us today. So we're going to start with these two questions. Thank you. So the first one is, I wonder why you think Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. What was it that made him think, Jesus is coming by, I want to see him? And how did Zacchaeus change after meeting with Jesus? So that's just two questions. We'll just have a few minutes to discuss that in groups. So when you're in little rows, then hopefully you can just bunch together with the people around you and have a think about the questions. I wonder why you think Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, and how did Zacchaeus change after meeting Jesus? So just for a few moments, and then we'll feed back some ideas. Thank you. Okay. I think you've all had a chance to think about those questions. So maybe one or two people would like to feedback their thoughts. So I wonder why you think Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. Have you got, Dave's got a roving mic, so. Sorry.
He wanted to change.
You think he wanted to change? Fantastic, yes. I think he perhaps realised, hadn't he, that the way he was living wasn't the right way.
was different.
Because Jesus was different. Fantastic. That's right. So you'd probably heard about him, hadn't you? Heard stories about him.
He changed because giving felt nice.
Giving felt nice to him. That's why he changed.
Yes. Anybody else? Samuel? Is it Samuel? I might have got you wrong. It's Isaac. I can't see from here. Sorry, he's just gone a bit shy.
You said that he were you saying like Miriam that because Jesus was when Jesus was special.
Jesus was special. Brilliant. Any of the grown ups further back want to be brave and share a thought? Oh.
So he'd heard about Jesus and he knew, like we just heard, that he was special, and maybe he just thought, there's something missing in my life. I need to meet him.
Yeah, thank you, Sean. That's brilliant. Okay, and the second question, how did Zacchaeus change after meeting with Jesus? What did we see that was different? Miriam?
He gave away his stuff.
He gave away all his stuff, that's right. I mean, in the Bible story, it tells us that he gave back everything that he had stolen, didn't it? And then four times more than what he'd taken that he shouldn't have. And he gave stuff to the poor, that's right.
He didn't just think about himself, he thought about others.
Brilliant. He didn't just think about himself, he thought about others, that's true. Anybody else? No?
He treated people a lot better.
He did treat people a lot better, didn't he? Absolutely. So Zacchaeus changed, and this is Dave's really, I've borrowed it from him, but Zacchaeus changed from being hard-hearted and tight-fisted, and he became open-hearted and generous. And there's a verse in Deuteronomy that speaks of that, isn't there? So I can't remember. So we're going to have two more questions now. So I wonder, what are the things that stop us being generous? And what difference might hearing this story today have on us as we go back out to our families or our schools, our workplaces and the community? So what are the things that stop us being generous? And what difference might hearing this story today have on us as we go back out to our families, our schools, our workplaces and the community? So 5 minutes again to have a chat about that. Brilliant. So I hope you've had a chance to think of a few things. Would a few people like to feed back, to perhaps just share some of the things that stop us being generous? What are some of the things that stop us being generous? It can be grown-ups and children that might want to give some ideas out. Hopefully someone will say something, otherwise I think you've all been chatting about what you're going to have for lunch.
Apathy, just not getting round to it.
Not getting round to it, yes.
Not thinking about the poor.
Not thinking about the poor and other people, yes.
Sometimes when you really want something and something for another person standing in your way, you just want to just say, well, I deserve this, give it to me, and just ignore the other person.
Just think
that's
about ourselves.
Brilliant. Yeah, that's really honest, thank you. Oh, Colin and... Colin...
Just picking up on that word deserve, I remember a couple of years ago getting involved with CAP and having some negative feelings about whether the things we were doing, that people deserved what we were doing for them and whether they appreciated them. And God gave me a very clear picture of Jesus on the cross with his arms stretched out, looking down and saying, "And do you think you deserve this?"
Yeah. Thanks, Colin. So what difference do you think hearing this story today might have on you as we go back out to our families, our schools, our workplaces and the community? Anybody got some ideas they'd like to share?
Sophie here has drawn a picture of an eye. So she says that we should have our eyes open.
Eyes open.
Those around
yeah.
us.
Brilliant.
Great, Sophie. Thank you.
There's one at the back, Dave, and one at the front. He did say he was happy to help any way he could, so.
We were talking about how being generous with our time is sometimes harder than generous with our stuff.
Yeah.
And I guess what difference that makes. We're talking about trusting that God can make up for the time that we might give away
yes.
for him. And that's really hard. But, you know, I want to go into the week really thinking about that and doing it, acting on it, not just thinking about it, acting on it.
Yeah, thanks, Alice. Thank you. And Christina at the front, sorry.
I thought that visual with the boxes, with Zacchaeus having boxes piled high over his eyes, I thought that was really significant, that actually we're so abundantly blessed with things sometimes that you can't actually see beyond your own glut. Is that the right word? Or dearth? I never know which one's right. Glut, yes.
Thank you. Anybody else? No. Thank you. I think that's really good. And obviously some of this is really quite personal. We're just perhaps thinking about what it might mean to us this week. But I think we can all... It can make a difference to us all, whether we're just really little. I was just saying with the girls there, when you talk about giving your time, sometimes it's hard to think of that as a child, but it might be just playing a game that your sibling wants to play, even though you don't really want to, and just giving them the time. So there's lots of ways we can be generous. So we're going to reflect on this a little bit more as we, as some of the children come forward to say some prayers. So... yes, so Alex and India, and Isaac, fantastic, and me. So who's got number one? So let us pray.
Forgive us, Lord, where we have been greedy, eating more than we need and taking more things than we need, while many people around the world go hungry.
Forgive us, Lord, when we have been selfish, just thinking about what we want and how we feel, while many people around the world are living in despair.
Forgive us, Lord, where we have failed to love, not sharing what you have given us, nor caring about the needs of others, while many people around the world are suffering.
Help us, Lord, to change and to make a difference in your world by the choices we make each day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Brilliant. Thank you so much. So we're going to sing again now. We've got a great God who loves us, even when we get stuff wrong, and he cares for each one of us. So we're going to stand, if you're able and you'd like to, and sing Our God is a Great Big God. So there are actions, which would be lovely if you can join in with those. So Our God is a Great Big God. can again. Thank you. I feel quite worn out now. We've sung it twice. Oh, no, I better not say that, had I? Okay, so we're going to come to our prayers now. So you might have been wondering why you were all given a jigsaw piece as you came in. If anybody hasn't got one, you need one. So if you wave, someone will bring you one. We're going to use them for our prayers. So you might want to, we can write or draw on them. So you might want to just choose to write something to say thank you to God for this harvest time. You might want to write a prayer asking Jesus to soften your heart if you feel you've been hard-hearted. You might want to pray for someone who's struggling, but it's up to you what you want to write on there. If you're too little to write and you want to write a prayer, have a prayer written, you can ask a grown-up to write for you, or if you want to draw your prayer on there, you can do that too. So I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to write your prayer, and then we're going to collect them up in baskets, hopefully. So the reason for the jigsaw pieces is just that as when you do a jigsaw, all the pieces come together to make a beautiful picture. Here, all our prayers are going to come together and they're going to make a difference in our families, our schools, our workplaces, our communities, to people we love and know and those that we don't. So Sian and Nick, I hope, are going to come down with a basket, and if you want to pop your prayers in there, you'll be pleased to know we're not going to try and piece them all together, because there were a lot of pieces. But picture that idea of a jigsaw and the pieces all coming together to make a beautiful picture. If you pass them to the end of your rows so that you're ready to pop them in the basket. So let us pray. Oh, sorry, mirror. Well done. Oh, Mark's. Thank you, Mark. So let us pray. Father God, we bring all these prayers to you, prayers of thanks and prayers asking for help, prayers for ourselves and prayers of blessings for others. Father God, please soften our hearts and help us to be generous in all we do and say. Amen. So let's join together now and saying the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Brilliant. So our time together is coming to a close. So we're going to finish by singing Good, Good Father. So if you'd like to stand or sit, whichever you'd like to do, just put these up here.
And you learn never alone. A good, good father.
A blessing to finish with. I didn't ask David if you want to do it, so I'm just going to do it now. So. May God's joy be in our hearts. May God's peace be in our world. May God's love be known between us, and may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us always. Amen. Thank you so much for joining in so brilliantly this morning. And you'll be pleased to know there's coffee and biscuits in the hall now. So do go down and chat to each other. And thank you so much for coming. Brilliant.